Ladies and gentlemen, and music supporters worldwide, we are here with another episode of Emo Brown, the podcast. I am Esteban Garcia, a.k.a. El Shams. With me today, Barry Jaspera behind the board, making things sound proper. We are in for a great show today with two killer guests here from the South Bay, but let's pay some bills. Brought to you by the wonderful people at Grasshopper. That's right. $12 gets you three pre-roll. Emo Brown Strand. Don't worry. 420's coming. We're going to be doing a live shoot out at Grasshopper. Make sure you guys come out.
Hell yeah.
And if you're going to be out there, Barry might as well wear something nice, looking cute, all nice. Beepity's nice. Visit the homie Bobby. Theo Bobby at Tribal Streetwear, located down in the heart of downtown San Diego. Tribal Streetwear since 1989. Always a pleasure to be suited and booted by San Diego's finest.
Is that windbreaker back yet?
The one that I got?
No, this one.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's always been there, fool. Go get it. You're scared to go down there alone, huh?
I'm scared to wear that shit. I'm going to get checked.
By who?
Anybody be like, Tribal, you?
Tribal click, you say? And they're like, yes, sir. Stand up, gentlemen. Hey, well, if you're not ready to level up to Tribal click, why not head up and hit up the Silk Cloud with the young man, Isaac Ruiz, another proud sponsor of the Emo Brown podcast. For all you do, Emo 30 is a discount for you. Get your discount online or in person at the lower left. Do your thing. And when I get thirsty, and I get thirsty, Sammy, I get thirsty. I refill my pellet, cleanse it with a little bit. Liquid Death, big up to the homie Christian from Liquid Death to making this possible. We appreciate all of the goods that you dropped off.
Such and a hard logo.
You know what, dog? You're going to have to start making cocktails with some of the sparkling. Oh, wait, perdón. Look at you. You're like freaking
this
Garth.
Already is a cocktail.
You're like Garth from Wayne's World, fool. You're over there just
it
promoting.
It feels like some people are just doing this for the money.
If Garth, if Garth cut his hair.
Garth cut his hair.
Hey, it's good.
Hey, fuck you.
I'm not cutting it.
Hey, you don't have much hair.
Grow it
back. Yeah, that's why I'm growing it.
Hey, real shit. So we made a deal before we introduced the guests. We made a deal with the long hairs, you know, El Moreno y La Rubia, that we were going to grow our hair out for the rest of the year. Just to let you know, I'm still on that shit, homie. Jeez. I have not cut it. I'm still growing it. I'm doing some Kenny Powers shit, bro. I got some weird hair going on right now, but I'm just gonna do the sides. Yeah, I'm just gonna cut the sides and let the rest grow. A ver qué pasa. Imagine 45-year-old with dreadlocks. What's up? Maybe.
And he just wanted to show off the hairline and shit.
You know what?
He's not bald.
Sebi, you bring up a valid point, my friend. I feel like people always say he's always wearing a hat. What's underneath the hat? Well, guess what? Healthy head of hair. Nada. Anyway. We're here live and direct from Emo Brown headquarters in San Diego, Chula Vista, with two of South Bay's finest talented artists. You can't say up and coming because they've been here. They've been doing it. They've been setting it down. They've been representing for San Diego, South San Diego, Chula Vista, IB, all of the things in South Bay. We have the young man they call Sebi, yo, el compa Sebi.
What's up, what's up?
Yeah,
we doing good.
Yeah,
we doing good, bro. Good.
Absolutely,
yes, sir.
And, of course, everybody's compa, El Rossi. Welcome back. This is like your third time here, fool.
It's my second time.
You're just everywhere. I feel like you're always here. I like to bring you guys in. Well, I like to bring you in specifically because this is our first time with Sebi. We're popping his cherry today.
Yeah, hey. I'm all, yeah,
you stay busy,
yeah,
bro. You stay busy. We're going to stay popping your cherries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
no diddy.
Busy, dog. No diddy. No diddy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've been saying that shit a lot. No diddy, bro. Pero sabes qué? You have a lot of shit going on in your life, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Both of you. Both of you guys. First question I have. Are you guys a tag team, a duo, or is it just collab partners? Some of the songs that I love the most from you guys are when you guys get together and write a song and perform it together. How does that work? Rock.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
No, yes,
somebody was calling me.
Rossi already got.
Sorry, somebody was calling me.
Weed or nothing. Are
you guys considered like a duo, or you just collab a lot?
I would say we just collab a lot because I feel like duos have their own name. We don't have like that one name where we could be like, you know what I'm saying? It's always like me and then.
When did you start in this game?
Like 2013. Yeah.
And you're from here, from the South Bay area?
Yeah.
Very nice. And how did you link up with Sebi? And how did you link up with Rossi?
He was in like a rap group called the Family Gang, and they invited me to the studio in North Park. So I just pulled up because I fucked with him, and then we just linked after that. Yeah.
Damn, 11 years already then doing the thing.
Shit, I've been doing this shit since like 2018, 2019.
Okay.
And around that time, I was in a group, and we used to make music together. We invited this fool to the studio. Just been rocking ever since. Just on some homie shit, on some music shit.
Did you guys know each other in high school or just kind of like through the music scene like that?
Nah, it was definitely on some music shit.
No, some music shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd you guys go to school?
I went to Bonita, then
Say it again. Say it with some pride, homie.
Hey, no, I went to Bonita.
That's right.
And then I was like, I was playing sports at the time, mm-hmm. so I was playing football, running track and shit. The team was whack.
Whoa.
So I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to go level up. Yeah,
I don't want to burst young Sebi's
bubble.
Are
you a Baron?
Baron for life.
So was my mom's.
That's right. What?
My mother went to Benita, too.
That's right. He said the team was whack, but he ran cross country. Isn't that an individual sport?
No, I ran track, fool.
Oh, my bad. I was going to say
it is an individual sport. But it's also not because I ran the 4x1.
With the baton?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That looks, that's difficult. Bro, that requires
I got wheels, my boy.
Do you really still?
I got wheels.
To this day.
Hey, they're kind of, I'm slowing down a little bit, you know, but I still.
I'm going to give you some shine on golf.
I'm an athlete, though.
I've seen. Yeah. I've seen some of your videos, bro. I've seen some. What's up with this golf page?
I started it as a joke, bro. I did one video on the course. I was like, "Hey, film this." The homie Sauce. I was in the trap, bunker, and I was like, "Clean ass shot."
Yo, wait a minute. Let's keep that shit.
I'm birthing some shit right here.
Let's keep that shit. Yeah, man. So you golf a lot. You didn't golf in Bonita?
Nah, hell no. I didn't pick it up till like pretty much after COVID.
And one of my biggest regrets from high school, because I played baseball and I played soccer, but one of my biggest regrets is not playing golf.
Me too. I think the education for like golf isn't there. Like I'm glad it's starting to get some more shine. Like back then, I would have never thought to play golf. I thought it was just like some rich people shit.
We gonna get it.
That's the misconception though. Like anybody could play. I feel like
anybody can play.
Yeah.
Barry started playing, and that's Barry was the like. Furthest from wanting to play golf. Now that fool, he's out there playing. He's trying to challenge me online on
Tiger
Woods
Golf. He's a Nasty City member.
He's we're both proud.
Shout out Nasty City Golf.
Big ups to Freddy's Micheladas, bro.
Bloody Freddy's.
Bloody Freddy's and everything, bro. What about you? Where'd you go to school, Rossi?
I went to Palm Springs High School, and then I went to Castle Park High School, and then Mar Vista High School. That's where I graduated.
Very nice. So, yeah, you guys are South Bay. And the reason I ask is that you guys bang the South Bay hard in the tunes, bro.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm about it. Timeout. Is Bonita South Bay?
I would say so.
Okay, Hirasi said it, and he wrote a song called South Bay.
And speaking of that song, I just got it put on the NBA 2K24.
Oh, 2024, yeah.
Congratulations. That's big shit.
Hey, how does that happen, fool? Did somebody just reach out to you, or is that just
so the way it happened, somebody reached out to me, and I thought it was a joke, because it was like, this lady had like no followers, nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to my homie Stilo. Like a week had went by, and I sent it to my homie Stilo. I was like, look at this shit. And then he hits me back. He's like, I just checked her LinkedIn. It looks legit.
Okay.
And I was like, no fucking way. So I called, and she answered, and she was like, yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you, this and that. And then the process started.
How did they find out? Just kind
of
like, because your shit went viral.
I don't know. I didn't even ask her how she found out about it, but it just happened. So I was like, fuck yeah. Get it.
Nice. What was the turnaround time for that? From the time she called you, reached out to you, to actually making it happen?
5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contracts, todo el pelo.
Yeah. Net 30s, all that
you
bullshit.
You get paid
man.
On some shit like that? Yeah. Was it back in, yeah?
Yeah.
Like per purchase of the game or per stream of the game?
It's a one-time payment thing.
And that's a big platform, bro.
It's huge.
I still remember games that had songs that I still listen to this day, like Tony Hawk. And all that shit, there was
Madden. They used to make and break artists with that playlist.
Dude, even, you know, like you were talking to me about the fight night the other day. Turns out I do have all the fight nights, bro. And I remember there was a song called Terrorist on there. And to this day, I still know it. TerrorIst, Terrorist. So those platforms, fool, those video games are a great way to get your name household.
You go to the video now, it's like people on there saying, I'm only here because of 2K24.
There
and
it is.
It went to a bunch of playlists.
Yeah, that exposure
blew
up. Yeah, it blew
so
up.
So that's a move. Playlists. As an artist, both of you as artists, is that the main objective when you put out a song, is to get on playlists to get more traction on the song, or how does that work?
I don't really pursue that or like try to get on playlists. Like usually I like when they just pick it up because they like the song and they put it on their playlist. And then I'll go check my analytics and look at all the playlists it's on.
You got to stay on top of it.
But I'm never like, oh, this needs to be on this playlist, that playlist. Like,
it is important, though. You learn like the importance of it. And never like super hardcore pursuing that shit, but like if it gets picked up, great. But now I feel like there's more known about the playlisting, and it is important, you know what I'm saying?
Sebi, your favorite collab that you've done up to this date right now as an artist?
Favorite collab? The joint me and Rossi did called the Suave City EP. It was 7 songs, 2021 or 2022, I believe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And every song on that shit is a banger, and I feel like we were doing shows at the time, throwing shows, and that shit like elevated the shit for real.
First time I saw both of you do a song together was on a golf course, and it was a video from believe it was Suave City.
It was from that one, yeah.
Playboy. Was that Bonita Golf Course or Chula Vista?
Chula Golf Course. Hey, shout out Chula Golf Course.
Shout out to Armando.
Armando running it. No, he's gone, fool.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's still shout out to Armando.
He made that happen. Yeah.
Shout out Armando, wherever you are. He made that happen.
Yeah, he made that happen.
Yeah, he made that happen. So did what? Gilbert? Was it Gilbert?
Yeah, the homies over there. And we did a show on
Luke Ramirez, too?
We threw a festival.
What was the name of that festival, man?
Chulawana Fest.
That's right, bro. You guys did it at the Chula Vista Golf Course right there in the little little square in the middle where the concrete and everything is at.
No, it was on the grass.
It was on the driving range.
You were on
grass.
Ooh,
I don't know what that means.
How was that event?
It was dope as hell.
Have they done it again at Chula Vista Golf Course since then?
They want to.
They wanted to. We did it ourselves, bro. We organized the shit. We had the homies on board.
We built the stage.
Swap City.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Swap, tell us a little bit about Swap City. The name, right, the group, what is it all about?
I don't know. It's not really been like, that was more of like the project. It was just like the project shit. Before, it was more of like a collective, but it kind of like faded off. I feel like it's kind of fading a little bit. Everybody's just kind of focusing on themselves right now.
So, is it like an umbrella where a bunch of artists got together and you guys are all kind of like positioning yourself for the same goals?
Yeah.
It's just
something
some
like
homie
that.
Shit, I would say. It's just some homie
It'll
shit.
It'll always
not,
be
yeah.
there, but it's not something we're like rep, like, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we're rep Swap City because, like, it's how we started. But I don't know. I don't know where it's going with, you know what I'm saying?
What about you? What you feel about Swap City? Same?
It's just some homie shit. I think it's just all the homies, and that's how it started. And I guess we put the label on it for the project, and like Rossi said, we're just focused on ourselves.
It was a cool project name, you know.
Project.
And then we did Swap City 2.
Okay. It's a great name.
And it's got the Latino flavor,
Very
you know,
much
we
so,
represent
shit.
That shit big, so
you guys roll with a lot of musicians, a lot of artists in the group then or what?
A couple.
Yeah.
The homie Saw Cellini, if you know who that is.
Name sounds very familiar.
Yep, just us and then just whoever we fuck with.
This guy.
It's the homies.
It's the homies, bro. You guys cuz I feel like South Bay is that. It's like we work with people who are friends. We work with people who are our homies because that's what we see day in and day out. All the collabs that are birthed down here are from that. You know,
exactly.
I know this guy from Third Avenue. Or I know this guy from Broadway. Or I know this guy from Castle Park or wherever, you know.
All that shit.
Very nice. Bro, tell me about the current project you guys got going on right now.
The current project, we just got songs that we're building up. I think on the electro rap shit, we're doing the electro rap at the moment. We got a couple dope little songs in the pipeline, but... just working on it.
So the electro rap thing, the song you guys put out, Batman.
Yeah.
No mames, bro. That one's
shit's
a,
hard.
That was a hard
yeah,
ass
shit's
song.
A banger,
bro.
Bro.
Shit's hard.
That they take off pretty quick. Did that get some traction when you guys put it online or?
It was Dago TV that started the push. And you know, that shit, you know, elevated the streams and then started posting. This fool posted on TikTok.
TikTok posted shit like 10 times in a row and then one of them shit went viral. And
TikTok is crazy, went, huh? Because not everything goes viral.
If you keep pushing it, it will. Yeah. Algorithm's just a little different than
he did post that shit a grip
Twitter.
And it just went crazy.
Do you change like the title on the song at all?
It's a caption.
Yeah.
I would start putting new genre unlocked. And then you get your haters on there like, this isn't a new genre, dog. You're just rapping. Like, this is called rap unless you made rap, dog. Like, and then you get the fools that are like, no, this is fire. Like, like you just
people
grab
said
attention,
some crazy
you know
ass
what I'm saying?
Comparisons. They were like, Black Eyed Peas did this first, fool.
Type shit.
They were saying all kinds of
The whole thing is with the TikTok, you got to get people to start dialogue. So
you got
to
get interaction. You got to get people to pipe
whether it's good or bad.
Doesn't matter.
That's what's going to make it go.
Yeah, sometimes knowingly putting some shit on there that you know you're going to get some pushback from. I feel like that's the move, you know? I feel like you gotta get a little, what was the word, controversial when you're on there. Especially on TikTok, it's very fickle. It's not like Instagram. Instagram, I feel like you know the people who are supporting you, who are following
you.
Yeah,
for sure.
It seems more familiar. Yeah. It seems like I know who's
here. It's a lot more love.
Uh-huh.
Because they're following you for a reason, but when you're out in TikTok, you're out in the open with, you don't know.
No
you know
life
what I'm saying?
In the middle of the ocean.
You got the net bangers.
Which I like more personally because it's like you grab people's attention that you don't know.
Weird you know for us because when I started, I don't know shit about TikTok. Well, I'm old, dog. I'm going to be 45
shit,
next two weeks.
Like I don't know shit about TikTok and I'm getting old.
Yeah, you know, we started putting content out there and then out of nowhere, we started getting some positive feedback. We have a couple videos that hit like over a million. I hit 2 million, bro. Mm-hmm. And then we got like over like 45,000 followers. Like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, we have no idea.
TikTok's broken.
Yeah, bro. If you can, if I get that, bro, it's for sure broken. Boy, I have no business being one on TikTok and two, like getting that much fucking love.
That's
and push,
it, bro.
Yeah.
It's just putting your shit out. That's the first step of the process. Just keep putting it out until it goes crazy.
Dago TV, you bring that up, man. I do like what Dago TV when on the actual Instagram page, when a new artist or an artist is putting out new content, new material out, they just put it out there.
Yeah.
They said, what do you guys think? Pop, pop, pop. And then that's when you start getting a lot of the feedback off. Yeah. Does that, in essence, help the climb, the trajectory of a track that you guys are dropping?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Or can it kill it? Is it a double-edged sword where it can kill the trajectory of a song?
No, I feel like it can only make it better, yeah.
Because it's just a platform, and there's hella people looking at it, whether it's from Dago or L.A. or even San Francisco, Arizona.
And in that demographic.
Yeah, I feel like it's all the neighboring cities and states around are people fucking with it. So it's definitely only helped the record. I've got a couple songs posted. He's got a couple shit on
shout
there.
Shout out Dago TV. Yeah, for real. I feel like it's a dope platform.
Doing the dirty work. Doing the Lord's
comments
work
be
for
funny
Sammy.
As hell.
I've gotten hella love off there, and I've gotten flamed on there. So it's like.
How do you handle that? Do you address it?
I just laugh
bro,
at
we be
shit,
screenshotting
bro.
Shit,
funny,
sending
bro.
It back and forth. It's just funny as hell. I feel like you gotta be. If you can't roast yourself,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Other
bro?
People
gotta,
are gonna do it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you exactly. You gotta be able to like.
It's almost like a defense
shit.
Mechanism. You gotta like deflate the hate before it even gets too
and you
big.
You just
like,
can't take
you
know? It too
seriously.
We
be sending it in the group message like, hey, this one's funny as fuck, bro. Like, just roasting each other, bro. That's the thing, though. Like, me, Rock, and like all our homies, like, we just roast the fuck out of each other.
I
all
love
the
my
time.
Favorite comment is this slaps on mute.
This slaps on mute.
Oh, no.
I love that comment, bro.
Oh, man. And you know that person actually liked it, fool. You know they actually liked it. Especially if it was Batman, fool. Fuck.
Yeah, and
nah,
shout out
Batman
the homie,
was Batman got hella love, bro.
Yeah.
How did that come together? How do you guys get together and figure out, you know what, this is a new style that we're bringing together as a squad? Like, how does that happen?
So the homie Andre Elias, he's a producer from Chula Vista also, and that fool's just, he's next level with the swag. Like, he can play every instrument, nice. And can do anything. We were in the studio with that fool, and he made the beat from scratch.
They kind of already had it going before I got there.
Yeah, we were building up the shit. This song is like two, three years ago in the making. So, yeah, we built it in the studio. Andre did the beat. I was suggesting some things, and then we needed a verse. And obviously, you know, I hear Rock up and said, slide on this.
Did his thing.
Yep.
It just has a very infectious flavor to it, fool.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to it, it's like you want to listen to it again.
Yeah,
you know?
I just wanted to get away from, like, the norm for a second and just do some shit from scratch and just build something new, you know what I'm saying?
Listening to your track list of things you've put out, you do that, get away from the norm. You like to do a lot of different approaches to music, man.
Yeah, they like people say, like, oh, you got to stick to a sound.
Why?
Yeah, you feel me? I just make what I like, bro. I think if I fuck with it, I'm most likely going to put it out. I don't really have too many, like, songs in the vault when I'm making a project. I just low-key... Blessing or a curse, I put that shit out.
How long does it take you to go through that process of creating a track?
Creating a track? Shit, it could be 3 days, it could be 10 minutes, you feel me? The songs that we do, we usually just fucking do them shits real quick, nice, I feel like. Bro.
I feel like the best songs that we've made are like something that we've done on our own and then brought it to each other and be like, yo, you should put a verse on this.
Yeah, hella. All the songs we have, like for the Swap City tape, for instance, like, I brought some songs to the table. He brought some shit to the table. And then we were just like, throw a verse on this.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into an album pretty much.
Fuck yeah. But is that the move as an artist right now? Dropping albums or dropping tracks? Like, what is the approach now in 2024?
I think you got to be strategic about that now. I mean, if you don't really have a fan base, I would say just keep dropping singles and treat those shits like an album. Put the video out. But if you have a fan base and you're going crazy, I mean... I feel like it won't hurt you to put out a project, you know? I just want to preserve music, and I want to not put something out that's no one's going to listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so you got no fans, and then you drop a 20-track project, and it's like, you could have a hit on there.
Yeah.
Why not take your best song and put a video out and just treat it like a single?
That's true, man, because
it's just different. Everybody's different.
Yeah,
you just got to approach.
I feel like singles at the moment are the goal. Because I dropped a lot of shit. I've dropped like maybe 3-4 albums, projects. But right now, I want to focus on singles.
Same.
And just get it in like that. Shoot videos.
You guys stay hustling, man. Same. You guys stay hustling. And I like that you said you approach each track, each single, as an album. You know, like I said, man, I enjoy music. I've got a little history in music. Got a little bit of a background in music. And I see certain artists doing what you guys are doing. And this genre is nowhere near it. And Barry and Albert are going to laugh at me because I always bring this motherfucker up. But there's an artist out of fucking Irapuato, Guanajuato, down in Mexico, fucking reggaeton fool from Mexico named Danny Flo.
Damn, that's crazy.
Dude, so Danny Flo, bro, started like definitely post-pandemic blowing his shit up.
Yeah.
Individual tracks, released it, hyped them on social media, created a video for it, started collaborating, and now, boom, dog, he's next level, dude. He's just, his social media presence is heavy. It's music.
I was in Ensenada yesterday, bro, and his fucking, I was like, who the fuck is this Danny Flo guy? Yeah. He had his posters everywhere. Yeah. Some little fool with a bunch of face tats.
Yeah, fool. He looks
and
like a
showed me his song and shit was hard.
Yeah.
Like, this fool's crazy.
It's bananas. It's crazy music that I have no, like, I shouldn't be listening to this music, fool.
You know? Why not?
This is motherfucking young people music, fool. It's like he's got a song called Martillazo where it's talking about Martillazo en el ano. You know? And I'm like, oh, shit. But I just saw like the whole package of what he's about. And the whole package is him self-promoting, collaborating with his homies, building, creating a genre that's not necessarily viewed as, oh, the reggaeton started here. It's like, no, he's like, this is Mexican reggaeton. This is I'm the fucking Mortal King. Like, he's creating his own little genre.
You have
blowing
to.
It up. Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you guys are doing.
It's just saturated right now. Everything's so saturated. It's like, create your fucking genre. You know what I'm saying?
And you have been, man.
You have to.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, you said it's not electro rap, it's disco rap.
It could be electro rap, disco rap. Somebody did a review on it, and they were like, this is disco right here. I'm like, yo, that's fire.
Imagine.
It's whatever people fucking want it to be. Like, you know,
disco,
we didn't make
but
the
disco
song.
Rap?
Disco rap's hard.
Isn't disco rap hard?
Disco rap,
I didn't even talk to you about this, how somebody said that.
It's whatever people want it to be. Like, everybody can throw the label on it, and that's
disco.
What it is. You feel me? It's whatever the
welcome to the disco, Volume 1. Welcome to the disco.
I might have to get those Michael Jackson moonwalking shoes.
Bro.
That's the only Michael Jackson move
glove.
I want you to get, though, fool. I don't want you doing any other Michael
What'd
Jackson.
What'd you say earlier? No Diddy?
No Diddy, perre. Hey, so you guys are collaborating more and more, and things are blowing up. The trajectory is going up, and you've caught the attention of a local soccer club.
Yeah.
And this soccer club is big for San Diego, because ever since I was a little guy, I've always wanted there to be an MLS representation in San Diego. And now in 2025, it's happening. Yeah. So SDFC is coming to San Diego next season. But before they get there, they're setting up a tour to a lot of the communities within the city and county of San Diego.
Crumball.
Chula Vista's coming, dog. I've seen a couple. I've seen the one in Escondido. They reached out to the homie Obed Padilla, and he went out there. He did his thing in Oceanside, perdón.
Yep, shout out Obed.
And now,
John Gibbs.
Yes, sir. And now they're coming down here to Chula Vista. And what's happening?
It's going to be the biggest one.
Oof. That's what I keep hearing.
Shutting down the block.
It's going to be massive, man.
You know, people, hey, if there's one thing about the community, Chula Vista, Arraza, they fucking show out.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys were saying, the Padres, when the Padres did a block party down here, it was
That was insane.
It was bananas. So.
It's going to be out of control. I mean, for the better, for the good, and for the betterment of the block, for the betterment of the community, for the betterment of South Bay in general, bro. When the Padres came out and did the block party last year, it was bananas.
That was for the City Connect, right?
City Connect. Mm-hmm. They dropped all the jerseys. Like they sold
the
everything
pieces.
Out, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I've been looking at with SDFC and the Chrome Tour is that they want to approach each one like it's its individual thing, as they should.
Yeah.
We're all part of San Diego, but Chula Vista is very different than an Oceanside, then a Poway, then an East County, then a downtown, then a gas lamp. It's our own thing down here, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So they reached out to both of you guys to get it done, man. So now you guys are going to be performing on stage with who else?
Lil Rob.
Mm.
Lil Rob, and then I believe, who else is it?
I don't know.
I think it's like a cumbia.
Okay, all right.
Cumbia band or something.
So it's going to be a party all day.
Yeah, shout out SDFC. Like you said,
everybody's
been talking about getting, you know, my whole life, we need a team, and finally it's here, man.
They're not, Also, at the block party, they're dropping the new capsules that they're going to be wearing, rocking too.
Supposed
so.
To be
they're
like
going
to
have
a fashion
show.
Yeah, it's a fashion show.
You guys going to be on
while
stage
we're
doing
performing.
Your fashion. While you're performing.
While we're performing, they're going to have the fashion show going.
They're going to shut down the street to play soccer, like a little bit of street soccer on there.
Yeah, yeah there's
right?
a couple.
Gonna be a bunch
well, look
of,
at that. Here we go. We got some event highlights.
Yeah, there we go.
We got event highlights. Got a little Rob up there. And they get the
car
boys
show,
on the
Lucha Libre.
The boys
got...
on the bottom. Car show, Lucha Libre. Jeez. Colors of the Community merch drop. Chrome Ball, Kids Area, a fashion show. Ladies and gentlemen, a beer garden. Music performances from 8 to 10 p.m. Hey, so this shit is all night.
Yeah,
it's going all day.
Oh my God. God. It's like our own little mini Coachella down
it's
up there.
Crazy.
Right?
Chromechella.
Chromechella.
Oh, did you just start something?
Yeah, dude, this miracle.
It's just
whistle.
Liquid death. It makes
me what does it mean to get to represent your city, represent your community, represent a you know a collective of communities down here in the South Bay? You guys are from down here, man. You guys have to have some sort of sense of pride to be up there, right?
Yeah.
It feels hella good. I mean,
it's fire.
Chula Vista. It is. It's you know. Hometown, proud to be from here, and getting the opportunity to perform for the soccer team in Chula Vista in our backyard is fucking.
Hey, that's big.
It's big, bro.
That's big.
We're excited.
That's
but we would be there regardless whether we were performing
or
not.
Yeah, we would have pulled up and hung out and everything too.
Which is why I feel that they were, you know, very headstrong in reaching out and making it happen with you guys.
Yeah,
it's like, who in the community can we get to represent? And down here, pues, ya sabes, bro. Ya sabes.
It's a dope opportunity.
And, but you guys are doing more events as well, or more festivals. I was reading that you guys are on a Taco Fest.
Taco Fest.
What's that? Where's that? What's that?
Waterfront Park, August 17th, I believe it is.
Busy summer for the boys.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. First time performing on Waterfront. We're going to have a good-ass time, bro. We already know.
Who puts that one on? Who puts that event on?
I'm not too sure.
Is it a 91X thing? Is it a...
I'm not even sure, but the homie Saul, you might know Saul.
Okay.
He kind of orchestrated the play for us, and he reached out. He's plugged in with the people that throw
I'm
it.
I'm telling
so.
You, bro. Not everyone gets that reach out and come in and that little golden ticket, the invite to go and perform and be a part of these festivals, bro.
Yeah, it's dope.
So you guys have to be doing something right to even be on the radar.
To be
and
considered.
Two, to be on the radar and to get the invitation to go and represent.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's crazy, man. San Diego, is it a big music scene? Is it or not?
I'd say to a certain extent. I wouldn't say huge.
It's not big, but it's, I mean, each year it gets bigger. There's a bunch of fools coming out that just are going hard and representing the right way. And I feel like now more than ever, it's
genres. Are there certain genres that stand out more in San Diego than other genres? Like the genre of music, what do you classify the genre of music you're in, bro?
Shit. Latino, West Coast, modern age, fly shit.
Put that shit on paper because I think you just created a genre.
It's a lot of writing. Hold on.
Put it next to disco rap.
Put it right here.
Put it right there as a disco rap.
Disco player.
Disco player. It's a way.
It's a little bit of everything.
Disco
a
Latino.
A little bit of everything.
Disco.
Yeah? And
disco
then, you know,
player.
Just by doing the simple fact that I do the podcast, man, I get a lot of people that reach out and want to come on and send me some of their stuff, musicians. I get to be like, I get to put my finger on the pulse of what's going on down here, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I enjoy music. I love everything that goes into music, the production, the actual pulling it off and creating the music, the performing of the music, the distribution of the music, the amplifying and celebrating and just promotion side of the music. Like, I like that whole umbrella that comes with it. There's been some names that now I've seen that come through here that, you know, do their thing. Like we've had Obid. The Combo Obid came through, and he's just been blowing up too, man, doing his thing. And I asked him the same question: what do you classify? What kind of genre? He's like, nah, man, I'm everything. Like,
yeah,
I'm not
much.
One thing. I'm a lot of things put into one artist. I'm like, cool. We've had Eddie Zuko on here a couple times. He's done his thing.
Shout out Zuko.
And it's weird because his music is a completely different style as well.
Yeah,
you can't really put your thumb, your finger on it and be like, what is this? Which is good because I feel if you guys are hard to corner and label, it's more intriguing. He's like, I like this song, but it's a lot different than that song like they have, which is
like,
different than this.
I feel like if you understand something right away, it's like not interesting.
Yeah.
I like when I don't like something, but it grows on to me and I'm like, okay, I just didn't understand
it.
And now I do. I feel like that's like the secret to like the music shit right now. It's like, you're not supposed to understand it. You know?
It takes time to decipher, break down what it is.
Yeah, because I feel like you can come out and do all the same shit, which is probably better because people know you for a sound. But I feel like I did it the opposite way. Like, let me come out with doing a bunch of shit that I like and I think sounds good, and then we'll just see where it
you
goes.
You sang in Spanish, fool.
Yeah, a little Spanglish.
You've done some Spanglish.
I've
been doing the Spanglish for a while.
You just
got to
drop rock on there, but a la verga, just in the back.
A la verga records.
A la verga, homie.
God damn it, I should have recorded that for a little.
A la verga records.
No mames.
Records. No mames. Enterprises presents.
Hey, let's start a label, fool.
That's crazy.
How hard is it to start a label? Is that something you guys want to do? Where do you want to take your music careers? What is this that you want to take to the next level?
The first question, how hard is it to start a label? I don't even fucking know. What does it take to start a label?
A lot of paperwork, a lot of business.
A lot of money, a lot of capital?
Yeah, you need bread. Yeah. I feel like you need bread and just be plugged in with the bigger ball players and shit.
Do you kick up to these guys or how does that work? Like, you start your small thing and then you got to kick up as you get bigger?
I mean, I don't even know. That's why we're
Swamp City could be classified like a label, right?
Could be, but you know.
Damn, you're really steering away from that, huh? You're like, I don't want
to. I mean, we're just our own people, bro. And that's just, it's just the homies. Yeah, like, we like to do our own shit, own music. And then when we come together, people fuck with it. So that's why we're here.
Barry.
Yes, sir.
I heard you had a question, Barry. Brother.
I do. I want to know, what was the first concert you guys went to? And how's it carried over into what you do now?
Ooh. Go ahead. I don't remember my first show.
The first concert I went to, I believe it was a Dom Kennedy show at Porter's Pub.
Porter's.
Shout out Porter's Pub and at UCSD.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's gone. But that was big because I was already like heavy into like just listening to music. And I think I was like, I might have been like 16 or 17.
So music has always played a big role in your life.
Yeah, yeah. I've always been a big fan. My parents are like super hardcore into music. And yeah, I went to a Dom Kennedy show at Porter's Pub when I was like 16. My mom dropped me off and shit. And I think that was like...
You got dropped off.
I got dropped off
you,
by my
bro. And picked up.
I didn't have wheels, homie, at 16.
You got Heelys, bro.
I had Heelys, bro.
That's crazy.
Nah, but there was probably only like 60 people there and shit.
Intimate.
And yeah, it was dope. And I was like, I was a big Dom Kennedy fan growing up. So I was like, I thought that shit was dope.
Damn.
Rock on you, brother.
I think my first show was my cousin. He performed at some bar and they snuck me in at 17. But the second one was Razzcaz.
Mm.
You remember Razzcaz?
I remember Razzcaz.
It was Razzcaz at a bar in Point Loma.
San Diego gets acts, bro. It's
this
crazy.
Was a long time ago.
But still,
she's an old school. He's a rapper.
I don't know who that is.
No, you singing Spanglish, you good, homie. Look at that. Dude, my first fucking concert that I went to alone, I have two of them that I remember that stick out, but the first one I went to, I was a little paisa, 14 years old. It was Los Tucanes, Los Tiranos del Norte, y Los Incomparables de Tijuana,
That's
bro.
That's fucking hard.
At the convention center, homie. Jeez. I remember I had some off-white denim jeans, bro, and then I had some, like, some boots, unas botitas, mi piteado. I had a leather jacket, homie. I looked like the Mexican Donnie Brasco.
You said you were 14?
Like, yeah. I was, yeah,
that's
bro. I also got dropped off, bro.
That's right.
That's right. I was, it was a big deal, man.
They just left him there. They didn't pick him up.
We're never getting this
He didn't
back.
Get dropped off. He got left there.
What's up? Punky Brewster style. That was my first legit show that I remember of that style of music.
Los
and Tucanes. I was about it, bro.
Shout
I was
out little Tucanes.
For life, bro. Tucanes forever. And then I remember going to... when I got a little older, I didn't get dropped off. I skipped school, Bonita Vista, and it was like on a ditch day, and it was out at the Mariners Point out in Mission Bay, and it was an MTV production where it was 311, Sugar Ray, and Rage Against the Machine. Bro.
Damn, that sounds like a fucking day.
It was a long day drinking Avalanche, bro. Remember, I always remember these drinks, yeah. But I don't remember if that's the name. It was like a green
Avalanche.
Drink, like ice on the outside of the bottle. It was a green one, a red one, and a blue one. And
it's
I
like
was making,
Dog
yeah, dude, I was making slushies. I was like, yeah, yeah, let's go.
Hey, those fluorescent colored fucking
dangerous.
Dangerous,
those
bro.
Crazy,
that was
bro.
Puke the funnest too.
The brighter the drink, the bigger the hangover the next day because it's all sugar,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. People
all
used to drink
sugar.
Mad Dog. I think
that's legendary though. I've always wanted to see Sugar Ray. That's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah,
yeah.
Barry used to frost his tips like
Sugar Ray.
I'm
about as close as you're gonna get to Sugar Ray now.
Yeah, he's right here, dog. Right here.
We call him Sugar Way as a.
I've always wanted to see Rage, so that's tight. Rage
well, you ain't never
machine.
Gonna get that opportunity
you know what
anymore.
Saying?
I heard they're no longer gonna be playing anymore.
Now they Rage with the machine.
Now take it easy. I'm trying to be controversial. Look
sorry, Albert's not here. I had to do it.
Who else? It was Rage Against the Machine, Sugar Ray, and 311. I fucked with 311 heavy.
That
sounds like some 90s
that's
shit.
A good mix of vibes right there.
It was, yeah. I didn't smoke or anything. I was a nerd, bro. I was like 16. I had like a little cheetah probably from swap meet, button up polo, fake polo, knockoff polo, kind of like crowd surfing, dude.
Were you a good kid, dog?
I was. And I talked to my parents about my mom specifically about this. I said, my sister, she was not a good kid, fool. Right. She went against the grain.
Your
on
older
everything.
Sister?
Younger sister.
Younger
fool.
Sister? Oh, damn.
She's like, my older brother's a bitch. He didn't do nothing. I'm going to do it.
And usually it takes seeing that older sibling like go crazy.
I was a nerd, bro. It was soccer. It was athletics and music for me. Yeah. As soon as I picked up, my first instrument was the drums. Then I learned to play the accordion. Then I said, I'm going to teach myself to play the guitar. And then it just kind of went from there to there to there. And my whole high school phase era was consistent of me going to shows, me playing shows, me doing things. And that's kind of how I fell in love with music, bro. Music was my everything. Eat, sleep, breathe it every day, 24/7, 7 days a week.
I'm telling you, I heard his shit and I was like, this is you? Like,
yeah, I didn't even know you made music like that back in the day.
We used to, our intro song used to be sick. We covered a song. Each one of us in the group would sing a couple of bars from a rap song and put it into a ska punk song.
That's hard.
Like Operation Ivy. So the one I did was Melo Mané's Mentirosa. Yeah. And that shit came out, and it was our intro song forever, dog. That's and fine. Then I said, yeah, just take it down. I was 18
I gotta
when
listen
I did
to
that.
It, bro. I gotta listen to some shit.
It's goofy, bro. Now,
would
now,
you nah, would you be opposed to us like sampling
dude,
something from you guys?
We got a sample.
Yeah, we got a sample.
Just on some San Diego shit.
I was from the 90s era of punk rock music, bro. Mm-hmm. I was Warp Tour era. We were Soma side stage. We were college tours.
That had to be some shit.
No social media. Zero mm-hmm. social media.
No accountability.
Yeah,
no
zero.
Well, who knows what type of shit Will was going.
Hey, Barry.
I wasn't going down that path, brother. I was going down the path of like, you had to hit the ground running. Street teams, promotion, flyering, going to music traders, mm-hmm. going to the beach communities, dropping it off, going to house parties, throwing house parties. And that we would play house parties here in the South Bay in Bonita, and there would the cops or the ghetto birds would come out full. So it was just a whole different pelo. And that's cool, but it scares me because I have three little boys. So I'm like, oh shit, what kind of nonsense are these little guys gonna get into, man?
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Shit done changed a little bit, but
has it?
I don't know. It's just everything's more documented now.
We used to go to TJ a lot. Is that something you did when you were young, sir?
No, not a lot because at the time it was heat.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what year did you go to high school? When did you graduate?
I graduated 2013.
Okay. Oh yeah. I was in the heyday, bro. Late 90s. It was a different era. But you could get away with going down there. No, ya problemas, bro. Exactly. We would go to Tangalu. We'd go to Pinchy Baby Rock. We'd go to Pulgas.
I went to Pulgas.
No, bro, and it's not Kitty Meow. I found out my cousins. Shout out to the cousins from Mexicali. They're like, it's not called the Kitty Meow. It's just called the Meow Meow. I'm a bad homie.
The Kitty Meow.
Yeah, it's the Mexican HK from Mexicali HK.
Porky's.
Porky's. We used to go to Porky's.
I used to go to Porky's.
Sotano Suizo, the fucking the Plaza Zapato, all that. And like I said, I don't know if that's something my kids are going to be able to do, bro.
Well, probably not.
No,
probably not.
I think that era is dead now, bro. Yeah. It's a little pale fool. All right. I got some questions that we put out for you guys. We went online and we said, hey, these guys are coming in here to play. We got Sebi O and we got fucking Rossi Rock coming in. Answer me this. What is their favorite venue
Sexy.
To perform in San Jeez. Diego?
Favorite venue?
Yes, sir.
Shit.
I'll say Music Box.
Music Box.
We did a show at Music Box. I mean, there's
what is that? That's Little Italy downtown area, right?
Yeah. Okay, there's a bunch of dope venues. I haven't done House of Blues. He has.
That's what I was gonna say. I would say House of Blues.
House of Blues and Music Box. Yeah. I would say.
What's the allure to Music Box? What do you look for in a venue? What do you want as an artist in a venue?
Just dope aesthetics, good sound.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Rossi, now the question to you.
Just the vibes.
The vibe.
Yeah, I think HOB is just like legendary place. Yeah, like, it's HOB been around. Like everybody knows House of Blues. You know, I like the Music Box too. Shout out to the Music Box. It's always cold in there.
Wear a jacket, homie.
I liked it.
I liked it because it was just dumb clean. Everything's clean as fuck. The audio's
it's
clean.
A cool venue.
The treatment there, like from the staff, was super.
Do you guys
dope.
Make special requests as musicians, as artists? Like, hey man,
did you get a writer?
Yeah, like this is what I want. I only want these beers, these drinks, these snacks when I perform.
Don Julio 70.
El vato dijo Don Julio 70.
Modelos y clamato, cabrón.
Oh, shit. What about you, Rossi? Fuck, you give me a bag. That's all I give.
Yeah, a bag.
For real. Don't worry about what I'm drinking. Just give me just my, I could buy whatever. I could buy my own shit.
How do you guys
and
go
and some
about
polo
promoting?
Socks.
Oh, shit.
They've given me polo socks before.
Have you asked for them?
Strawberries, polo socks, and a bottle of tequila.
There it is.
Romantic over there.
That's what you need if you want Rossi to perform
you
at your venue.
You requested polo socks?
Yeah, they had two pairs of polo socks, so I switched my socks out, had some fresh. I like having fresh socks when I perform.
All right.
And then when I'm done, I take them off and I throw them away.
Throw them in the crowd? You're like LeBron taking off your arm guard and giving it. You take your socks off and giving away to the crowd? Bro?
Hey,
have you given a sock to the fans?
I've signed somebody's sock too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Barry socked a fan one time.
Yes, I have.
He hit a girl in the belly.
He didn't give nobody a sock.
She wasn't a fan.
She wasn't a fan. Hey, how do you guys go about promoting your shows now, man? Or is it now do promoters take care of that responsibility
skits.
For you?
Do some skits.
Yeah, do some funny shit.
Yeah, that works, right?
Hell yeah.
We've
thrown our own shows and then we've gotten booked, so it just depends what's going on. We've done a lot of that shit.
You got to stay hustling.
Yeah.
You got to stay hustling. You are representing your brand. This is your brand that you are representing.
Exactly.
So if you're not putting in the effort to promote your brand, yourself, your talent, who are you going to trust to do it for you, bro?
Exactly. I feel like we like doing shit ourselves most of the time.
Ground Floor Mural asks, where will we be putting your mural up? Damn, all right. That's an invite. That looks like you guys are going to be getting a nice little mural.
Hey, the Sebi Rossi mural. Where are we throwing that?
What's up? Where do you need that?
Probably somewhere on Third where everybody could see it.
Right out front.
Remember where they had the AC Mario Slater. Lopez
next to the AC Slater. You guys are always on Third Avenue eating out guachiles, coming into the brewery, doing your thing. Respect.
Welcome by.
Bringing your deal.
This is where we live, dog. Yeah. It's like
the homie studio is right there.
Is it okay? So where you guys actually drop tracks is real close to Third Avenue.
Sometimes, yeah, we go there, and then obviously. The gym's right there. This fool goes to the gym.
I like how you said this fool goes to the gym. The gym's right there. Well, this fool goes to the gym right there.
I go to the gym too, but he brought me over there. There's a lot of shit over there. There's coffee. Yeah.
Shout out to TG, man. Yeah. Shout out to the gym.
We got a friend named Albert. We call him Little Teeth Big Gums. He has five different gym memberships, bro. How much is enough, Rossi?
He has a gym in his house.
He has a gym in his house, and he's got five additional memberships.
He just wants to go check. He got a gym in the whip.
Yeah,
month.
He's got a gym in the whip.
He just got dumbbells.
We got kettlebells in his ride. He's just ready to work out anywhere. Touching on athleticism, Sebi has a golf page. How did that start? What's that all about?
As a fucking joke, like I said, the homie he filmed me. I was like, hey, film this shit. I'm about to do some funny shit.
All right.
So I was in the bunker. I was like, so what you're going to want to do, you're going to want to step in, plant your feet, find the angle. Boss, I hit a fucking clean ass little 60 degree wedge.
Is this the video when he did it or what?
No, that was a go all the way. It's the first one I think I ever posted.
The one right there, top.
No, the left.
There you go. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, check that out.
Let's see where's it going.
Yeah, give us a play-by-play. We don't have audio.
Yeah, so I'm coming in. I'm measuring my shot, measuring the slope. Okay. I'm looking at the flag. I'm seeing what I have.
Uh-huh. Figuring out which car he's going to hit.
It's a good fit.
Plant the feet. Watch.
Wiggle.
Open the face.
Boom.
Gas.
Hey, you fucked around and actually put a decent shot up there.
That's what
I'm saying, dog. Little 7-foot putt or whatever.
So you two putt.
I fucking three putt.
Oh, shit. At least you're honest about it.
Hey, Birdogie.
A
Birdogie.
When are we golfing?
Whenever you want, dog.
You take your top dog?
We've been trying to make it happen.
You take your top dog?
We got to take this full out,
and I'm
going
to take my top dog. And we're going to go a dollar a hole.
Oh, you want to do a little scramble?
Yeah, we'll do a dollar
a hole. Then I can't bring Rossi.
No?
you gotta take
me and Rossi go play by ourselves.
Hey. What's the handicap right now?
We'll be right behind you guys.
I would say it's like a 17, 18.
Okay, that's me. That's right up my alley. What's your handicap, Albert?
Mental.
You'd have fucking teeth.
Gums.
Hey, mental. He doesn't even have a mic to defend himself. That's what happens when you're late.
He's
playboy.
On mute.
Will Sebi let Rossi cut his hair? Why is that question being asked?
Who the fuck asked that question?
Oh, the homie Lowe's from Otter Stop.
He knows I cut hair. He knows I cut hair.
Oh, I cut his hair. Okay.
No? You guys don't cut hair?
Give you a fade? I could.
Wait, me cut his hair or him cut my hair?
Will Sebi let Rossi cut his hair? So will you cut his hair?
That's a question for him.
I'll give him a sick ass taper, bro.
Yeah, but will you let him cut your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that question completely different. Boy, like, Sebi's got control over your hair for some reason.
I'm like, what?
Line up that mustache.
I feel like this fool, don't you cut your own hair?
Yeah.
So, yeah, fucking fade me up.
Feed me up. Glad to see they were invited to Taco Fest by Paulina. We talked about that. What does that mean to them?
Paulina.
Shout out Paulina.
Shout out Paulina.
She's for the people.
She is Paulina for the people. She works for the radio stations. That's why I asked if it was like a 91X event or festival, because if Paulina set it up, that's the kind of companies that she works
is
for.
Is that Norm something?
It could be.
So what does an event like this mean to you guys, for your guys' brand, for your guys' career and trajectory?
Dope. It means a lot to represent.
Who's on that?
Shit, Vanilla Ice,
homie. Vanilla Smash Mouth,
shit, homie. What is it, Paul Van Winkle? Or what was his name? Something like that. What does that mean to you, Rossi?
It means that we have to like step up our show, our performances, and bring. I don't know. Yeah. So what we're doing, we want to bring a band. We want to bring a drummer and a guitarist.
Imagine.
Just really step that shit up and like put on a real performance, you know, instead of like just having a mic and a beat playing, you know.
When do you think that happens? When are you actively going to create that?
The block party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it, fool. Mm-hmm. Man, it's at 10 p.m. though, dog. Yes, the Ruquito. I'm an old man.
Hey, fool,
drink a monster, fool.
Monster. I only drink Liquid Death. I don't know if you heard.
I saw that fool drinking Liquid Death out of the coffee cup.
Remember? Yeah, look at the way it keeps it real.
Nah, we go on at like 9. Though.
All right.
You gonna be there?
Yeah. Well, I fucking like kind of have to. They need our
committed fool.
I guess, bro. But it's my birthday the next day, so I don't know if I'm gonna be there all hella late. I might just show up for you at the show. And that's it.
Yeah.
I ain't coming. Is that what he said?
When he ain't gonna make it.
Ooh,
you said it's your birthday the next day, so you can't make it. That should mean that you should be there, getting fucked up, having fun.
No better way to start your birthday than with a hangover.
Yeah, dog.
Than with a hand job.
Hey,
what?
May the 4th be
well,
hangover.
Berry sus. Berry sus.
I mean, I'll take that too. But.
Berry sus. No, all the Diddy
hey,
over there.
All the Diddy's behind the camera.
Yeah. No better way to start your day off with a hand job. Well done, Berry.
You can quote me on that.
You can quote. It would be sick to see you guys perform with
your
a
birthday,
live
Cinco
band.
De Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo, brother.
Oh,
Cinco
de Mayo. Cinco de Drinko?
Stivo de Mayo, por favor.
Stivo de Mayo.
La verga, records.
Yeah, we want to perform with the drummer and all that shit.
That would be sick, dude. Yeah, I mean, because
trying to pull it off.
That I feel like pulling that off separates like from levels. It's almost like you're shedding your skin on one layer, leveling up, creating a new. Like, this is what we do now. We have a fucking band. We tour. Yeah, we got our band with us, too.
Two festivals.
Costs just went up on everybody. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys know musicians that you could tap into and ask to go out?
Yeah, so the homie Andre, the one that plays the super talented producer. One, and then one of his homies plays the drums. His name's Enrique. So we're trying to put it together right now and put the set list together. Yeah. It's gonna be dope.
You got some choreography too. It's gonna look crazy.
Stop, fool.
Hell yeah. MC Hammer pants and shit.
How important is social media now that you bring up choreography? Because you talk about having creating skits. Skits are, it goes hand in hand now. Reels, skits, all things social media, good or bad, bro. Pushback or no pushback.
Everything's
you gotta
good.
Put your shit out there.
Yeah, everything's good. We did a funny ass Charger therapy skit. It was basically like when the Chargers left, like what's your dearest memory about the Chargers? And we just did some funny shit.
We talked about how long we've been suffering as a Charger fan, and we had to get together and express that.
It was like an AA meeting for Charger fans.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are going to ask why he rocked an LA hat on a video. Why did he do that? As you're wearing a San Francisco Giant hat, fool. What's going on? Is that even something that registered with you? That's brought to you by Elf Cleaning Company. What you wear for video shoots, what you wear for appearances, do you consciously like pick certain things out, or you say, fuck it, I feel good in this today?
Yeah, it's more like that. It's funny because like we had the video, I was about to put it out, and I called my homie and was like, man, I'm wearing a LA hat in this video. Like, what do you think? He's like, fuck him, man. It'll go up anyways. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, and then we just threw it out there. I mean, it got on NBA 2K24.
What's up, dude?
They weren't like, yo, you got an LA hat, dog. Like, we cannot put this on the game. You know what I'm saying?
That's just funny, man.
Imagine but if they did, though.
Imagine.
Reshoot.
Reshoot the whole
CGI
video.
CGI that shit.
Do you watch your guys' content that you put out? Do you self kind of like, not censor, but pay close attention to what you put on social media or how you present yourself out in public?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I watch my content, look back just to see what I could get better at. And then, conscious of what I put out there. You know what I mean? I got to keep it profesh.
There's a lot of eyes on you guys now, bro.
Yeah, gotta keep
There's
it
a lot of eyes on you. I like what you do. You do your freestyles. I guess it's with Sausalini. You've done one at the house.
Yeah, I've done it with him.
I like that. It just gives people a different perspective. It gives
some off-the-phone shit.
I see it pelado. You just get on there and you just start doing your thing. That's when I really started like paying close attention. I was like, oh, these guys are doing shit. One of the songs that we haven't talked about, and I'm going to fuck up the name, but Hop Out.
Hop Out. That'll work. We shot that at a Marisco truck. That's Shout out El Cacho.
Yep. Down on Main Street, bro. Right in front of Bar Number 9, right? The liquor store.
Yep.
That's also another example of like Sebi coming to me with the song already finished and an open verse.
You seem to be the Trevor Hoffman of this gang, bro. The game has already been laid out. 7-8 innings have been pitched, and then we hand the ball over to the closer. The Rock comes in. Rossi comes in, drops your flow, and does your thing.
Yeah, that's a fun. It's always fun to do that. I feel like my features are better than my regular shit.
You got some nice features.
That's, look at that. He's got nice knuckles.
It's easy to hop on a feature because the song's already there for you.
Yeah.
The content's
you can have
there,
fun
so
with
easy
it.
To snap on it. It's cool because speaking of like bringing each other songs, like the first song I feel like he ever brought to me to hop on was a song called Arco. And that shit did over a million. The first song we did. Hit over a million.
Shoot. How does that feel, man?
Good as fuck.
That's got to be like a very fulfilling feeling. Like, oh, I'm proud of myself and my efforts and who I aligned myself with, you know?
Yeah, the styles instantly mesh. So I feel like after that, we peeped that and it was like, all right, cool.
What's the family feedback been with you guys? What is the family support? Is that something that's been with you guys since you started this journey in music and becoming an artist in San Diego? Have they always got your back?
Go ahead.
I feel like,
let me think about that one.
Family support. Yeah, my family, my immediate family and just my family in general has always been dope with it. Like my dad, he used to be like, nah, this ain't it.
Okay.
For a little bit. And then gradually I stopped showing him shit because I was like, fuck this fool.
He don't know.
Nah. He's always giving me like really good feedback.
But you need that.
He knows what's good. Yeah, exactly.
Constructive criticism.
Exactly.
So everyone's going to tell you, yeah, it's dope, Sebi. That's the shit.
He would just be like, that's all right. And I would be like, all right, cool. And then I came with my first project, like my first actual project, and I showed him. I didn't even show it to him till it dropped. And then he's like, hey, this shit's hard, bro.
There it is. What is it with those Mexican dudes, bro, that we just need our dad's approval, bro? Real shit. Because when I was growing up in the music game as well, like I remember I was like, oh, look at this. And nah, I didn't get a lot of love. But then as I got older and I opened the brewery, like a lot of his friends from work would come
all
and be like, he's like,
shit.
Oh, no, this was funny. Like he would be like, oh, your dad would always give us your CDs when you were in a band a long time ago. He would always give us your tapes. That's how old I am, fool. And we've always like, you know, just listened to music and been big fans. So it's like my dad has always been kind of pushing in the background, but his initial action is to be like, no, mijo, do it better. No, mijo, hazlo así.
It's just push. Hey, you got to earn it. Just like anything, you got to earn the respect. From anybody, and that's all it is. But family's been huge. My homies have fucking pushed me hard as fuck. Everybody's always been super.
A lot of yes men in your corner, or people who keep it real with
you? Nah, everybody keeps it real.
Good.
All my homies are like, nah, that's not it.
Okay.
All my homies. That's why I feel like I'm able to do what I'm able to do, because everybody's always kept it 100 with me.
Rossi, Rock, same question to you, Jefe.
Yeah, I've had support. But then a lot of the times it's like, okay, I want an opinion on this song, and then somebody who's going to tell you, nah, that ain't it. But the fact that I'm just hard-headed, and I'm like, I put the song out regardless, and it happens to go crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's kind of bitter. I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth with, like, feedback, but because it has to be something that I like.
Well, you just
gotta
You might not like it,
but, like, the people that fuck with me might love it, you know?
Yep. And then you got that internal debate, like, oh, like.
It's very internal, very mental, so you got to fucking figure it out. Like, bro, you going to put this shit out, or you're just going to let it sit there because you're hesitant.
I don't think I've ever held
back,
even when my homies or whoever tells me, like, it's all right, you know what I'm saying? I think I always still put it out. Because I fuck with it, and that's the main thing.
You just don't know what's going to go crazy. Like, I didn't think South Bay was going to be what it was.
And it did.
I had no clue. I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, you had
clue,
that song.
Bro.
This fool sent me that
for
song years ago.
Okay.
And he was always like, you know, this shit's cool.
I love it because the block that you shot it on, I live on that street, bro. The pink apartments, That's like two blocks down from where my house is at on the corner.
It's funny because that day we weren't even supposed to shoot that song. We were supposed to shoot something else. But then shout out to my homie Chris from After Hours was like, he shot the video. And he was like, nah, let's do this one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That you guys shot in front of the Elwood?
Yeah, and then we shot in front of the Elwood.
I became a fan then, right then and there.
There you go.
Song South Bay, and then he shot in front of on my block, and then he shot in front of one of my businesses.
Yeah.
I was like, I like this guy. This young man's going places.
You shot in front of
the
Elwood.
I like still in the South Bay.
Still in the South Bay.
I love that song. Anything you put South Bay.
I feel
Bay
like
on,
the real
like
chiller heads like that one even more.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Juan Kennedy.
Had a good video.
Yeah.
It did. How do you remember that video?
It was out, or it was like a, I don't know if that was a skit too, but it was out in front of the bus when you came out in the leather pants.
Oh, that was Players Fuck Up Too.
Players Fuck Up Too, yes. That's another. Yeah.
That was amazing, meant to be like funny. And like, so I remember somebody calling, what the hell did I just watch? Some girl twerking on the bus. Yeah. I love shit like that.
You did a skit where somebody's trying to date your sister. Or are you trying to date somebody's sister?
Oh, no. I was dating someone's sister, and she caught me at a club when I was at church with my mom. And she went to go get her big brother, and her big brother was Lil Fucci.
That's right, dog.
Shout out to Lil Fucci. So Lil Fucci comes out like, who's tripping on my sister, dog? And then he's like, Rossi? He knows me, so we have a beer.
There it is. Then you're always going to be remembered from your Denny's performances.
Yeah, Denny's too.
How does that come about, dude? Fucking, how drunk were you when you did that shit?
I was, sad thing, I was sober as shit, bro. And nervous as hell.
Well, yeah, man, because those people were unaware. So let's set the scene. You roll up, you're at Denny's, and you just start performing right there in the middle of a fucking Denny's. Is it the one on East Street, on Bonita?
On Bonita.
That's right, dogs. But by the way, Bonita, remember, is South Bay. So yeah, how did you come up with that idea and just pop in?
I met up with my camera guy, Caleb.
Okay.
He does like skits, and he had five ideas. And one of the ideas was, the scariest one was like, go to Denny's and you perform. I'm like,
that dude's funny.
That
shit
one,
too.
I'm like, let's do that one. Yeah. I'm like, let's do that one, bro, because it fucking scares the shit out of me. Let's fucking run it.
Old white people were clapping. Barry's aunt was there. She was clapping, bro.
Yeah. She texted me. She's
like, oh, I just had Moons Over My Hammy and some young Mexican man performed here, and I was like, hell yeah.
I had a family going like this and that.
Sebi, question coming your way.
Yeah.
Your favorite performance so far?
My favorite performance so far. I threw a show at It was a Rebrew at the time, little side yard.
Yeah, right next to Thorn.
I had an album release show there for one of my projects called Beach Boy. And it was just, I performed for like 45 minutes. I brought out all my homies. It was like the longest. I planned it out really well. Everything was super rehearsed. And I felt like that was my best performance to date. I felt good. Everything went great. The crowd was amazing.
Very nice, bro. Yeah. All those factors play a part, right?
Exactly. Hell and sold a bunch of tickets, made some bread.
Eso.
Everybody showed love. Everybody, all the artists that came through did really well. So that should be
That was a dope show.
Rock, what about you?
What's my favorite show? I think the Pony show's up there a while ago. And then the one we did for Suave City.
Yeah, that one.
Chula City
golf course. That one was crazy.
No, that's the Chulawana. Okay. That show was probably one of my favorite.
There's a lot of top three. Bro.
What about the Ryan Anthony performance? Where were you? Where Ryan Anthony came on stage and did something? Was that a music video?
It was the Suave City.
Was
show.
Was that? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Suave City show, or are you talking about the rooftop shit?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was cool too.
That was insane.
I don't remember.
You've done some things, bro.
Yeah, that was.
Bro, we got so faded that day. We pulled up. And I was supposed to do a song with him. He was going to do, like, some of his own shit. It was for San Diego Girls. These fools us we're going to perform at a certain time. And then they push it back, like, an hour. And then they gave us a bunch of bottles and shit. So we're just there fucking sipping.
Now do it.
Now do it. I don't. That's the first time I don't even remember performing.
I don't remember performing.
But you pulled it off.
Ryan said the same
everybody
shit.
Everybody said we killed it. So. Yeah,
bro, Ryan. We used to practice drunk. So when we actually played shows, when we'd be drinking, we'd know where we are, how we are, and what we're doing, bro.
Yeah.
It's a different
But everybody there was That's faded, crazy. Too, so I feel like everybody said we did good, so I was like, shit, well, hey, let's get it.
One last question brought to you by these people in the interwebs. Local artists that you support or you feel is on the come up?
Go ahead. I like being with somebody else on in the interview because I could just be like,
I like a lot of everybody that's popping and representing. I fuck with Ryan Anthony. Mm. I've always fucked with Us. Eddie Zuko going crazy. Yeah. Always been a fan of Eddie. Peanut. Mm. The homie Peanut. I fuck with Peanut. And all the new, you know, all the new artists representing everybody, man.
Hell yeah.
Señor.
For sure, Eddie Zuko going stupid. He just performed at Coachella last night.
You watch that?
Crazy.
Yeah, I've seen some videos. Yeah, that shit was epic, bro. Yeah,
super proud of that crazy. Dude.
Shout out all them boys, man.
Yeah, man.
That helps all San Diego artists.
For sure.
When somebody here from the community, obviously he's from Imperial Valley, but now he's nestled here in San Diego in IB.
For sure. We have the songs that we have. Yeah, like, you guys I go on my shit, it's like the plays are going up significantly and just fucking going.
Yeah, it's funny because I'll look
all
back,
off the fact that he's killing
he's
it.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, he's representing really well.
I'll go back and look at some of the reels and clips that we created and episodes that we've done with him, and you slowly start seeing those start climbing. I'm like, oh shit, so he's really doing things.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And it's just cool to see guys like you, like, and guys like him. Like, you see it building, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you just see the trajectory taking off. You see the hype behind you becoming legitimate, you know? It's not just hype anymore. Yeah. It's a legitimacy behind it.
Right.
Getting booked for events, getting booked for festivals, doing things, showing up on NBA 2K4. Like, those are accomplishments, bro. Yeah. You just don't one day wake up and say, "Hi, I'm a rapper now. I'm an artist now. I do this." That's hustle. That's grind. That's dedication. You know,
yeah, we've diligent. Been putting in the time.
Remember, we learned about diligent earlier. You know,
punctual.
You got to be on time.
Yeah,
you can't be diligent if you're not punctual. That's all I got for you, boys. What else you got on your mind?
Shit. What? I got a question for you. What made you want to open up the businesses in Chula Vista?
That's where we're from, bro.
You but know? I mean, like, what specifically, like bars and like.
It's weird because I went to Bonita High School.
Yeah.
Which I repeat is South Bay.
That's funny. It's not in the video.
Do people say it's not?
Yeah, well, I got checked on the block on 3rd Avenue right in front of Jiu-Jitsu. It's like, "Hey, man, big fan of what you're doing. Wah, wah, woo, woo. But you went to Bonita High School, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." It's like, "That ain't South Bay, fool."
Folks are passionate about that kind of shit.
Yeah, and I was like, "All right." And I didn't even argue. I was walking my dog.
Yeah,
just I'm wearing Crocs. I got checked on wearing Crocs. Oh, yeah. And then I'm just leaving. I say, "Yeah, for whatever. You're right. No, dog, I respect everything you do." And I looked at my dog, "Stout. Let's go."
Like, are you a fan or are you a hater? Or
big
are you both?
Stout?
My little stout. Let's go. it is what it is, bro. When you put yourself up there, you know. You know, when you put yourself up there, you're gonna get the supporters.
I feel like we show love. It is what it is.
All we do is show love.
Yeah.
I mean, what is Emo Brown about? Showing love to my friends in the community who are doing things, who have businesses, who are promoting, who are doing their things. That's what this is about.
The saddest Mexican.
The saddest Mexican with the biggest heart.
I need one of those shirts.
We'll get them. We're gonna print up a lot of them.
I still got the one you gave me too.
I got you more. I got some more for you. Especially since you're over here working out, trying to get all swole. What you trying to do,
dog? Trying to live.
Trying to look like that guy on the shirt.
No more Swab City. It's going to be Swole City, bro.
I'm just trying to live. Yeah,
bro.
Just
but opening in Chula Vista was the only option for me. We had, when we started the brewery, we opened it in Santee. We were out there kind of, you know, grinding our teeth, earning our keep, and it wasn't for me. I'm not from out there, so I figured I got to find a spot here in Chula Vista.
Santee's a crazy place to start a business.
It's not our demographic, bro. It's not you. It's not me. It's not any of us. It's Barry. You know,
you had to fuck around.
It's not even me.
The home of Miracle Whip. So, yeah, I mean, Chula Vista was always it for me.
Hell yeah,
yeah, man. That's good question, homie. Look at you like Larry King over here. All right.
Hey, we're going to do a podcast here pretty soon. Why though? I don't know.
We should.
We've always talked about it.
You guys are definite, como se llama, creatives, you know, and you definitely have the cadence and the voice and just the timbre in your voice to get it
gracias,
done.
Gracias, homie. Gracias.
Gracias.
What you got to promote? Anything else before we wrap up?
A la Verga Podcast.
A la Verga Podcast coming soon.
A la Verga Podcast Records.
ALV Podcast.
ALV Podcast.
And if you know, you know.
That's fine.
Yeah, you can catch us at the San Diego FC Block Party. That's going to be on May 4th. May the 4th
be with you. May the 4th
be with you.
We
might have some shows in between then, and then Taco Fest August 17th.
It's looking like a good summer, gentlemen.
Wear your Star Wars costumes.
Why? What happened? What are you going to do?
May the 4th.
What you gonna do with that, bro?
May the 4th be with
gentlemen,
you.
Welcome back for your third time, right? My trip did. Whatever. Yeah. And welcome back to your first time, bro.
Thank you, homie.
We're happy to pop that sherry. And you know what? We're playing for money.
And we got to play for money.
Albert just said we're doing $5 a hole for no reason, dude. Oh, and it carries over.
He drives a Tesla. Look, he could do that. Yeah. You
know? We'll bet. How about we just bet the tee time straight up?
What does that mean?
Like, however much it costs to play, we'll just run that.
Damn, we're going to run up to the country club or what, fool?
Yeah, let's get
it. All right, we'll just go to the country club. Albert over there.
You got the plug right there?
Albert is the plug. He works at the country club, man.
San Diego?
He is the official real estate agent of the San Diego Country Club, doing his thing, full circle group.
Come on, Albert. Things. And see, you guys get home field advantage and shit. You guys play there and shit.
I've only played there once, my friend.
I'll still come in, you know.
I've only played there once. Make sure you took your shirt and I got yelled at.
Oh, did you?
These motherfuckers don't play, fool. Apparently, they like dudes with big gums and little teeth play, but if you don't tuck your shirt in, they will call you out, dog.
Hey, I'm gonna come fly as fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, El Compa Sebi, Rossi Rock, doing their thing. Check them out May 4th, SDFC Chrome Tour.
SDFC.
Así es, pelado.
Face the Betty.